What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer for the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State here. And this is going to be a little bit of a different twist of an episode here, folks. It's going to be a little bit of crossover between the Purple Project Podcast and the 3Wide, the rebranded edition of the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. Yes, and why I'm saying that, because I'm going to be participating in an event coming up later on this month, which is surrounded around a legendary head coach here in Manhattan, Kansas, the legendary Bill Snyder, the Bill Snyder 5K Half Marathon, going down later on this month, May 27th, 2023. You know, this was my very first half marathon, five, 6 years ago now? Boy, the time has passed, folks, on that. But when I did it the first time, it was the 5K, right? So I do remember that. I believe I came either 7th or 8th place. Did finish top 10, but I wasn't really serious back then when I was now. Finished 7th or 8th place. I think I came in like 20, 21 minute 5K, something like that. A lot changed since then. I run a lot faster 5K times now then. Why did I say that? Because I am kind of sad that I'm not going to do the half, because I am going to be doing the Grandma's Marathon. And I could do it. I could definitely do it. But with everything, I can't risk it. Even though I've run, four half marathons in this training cycle and done pretty consistently well. The big prize is looming on next month up in Minnesota, so I really want to cash in on this fitness. It's an urgency this time around, because everything kind of hinges on what I do. Well, at least fall wise, depending on what I do in Duluth, Minnesota, coming up. So that is why, and my coach told me you can't do that. I'll let you do the 5K, but you can't do that. So bummer, I can't do that. That's obviously forever, for all the time I'm going to be here on this earth, that forever will be my first half marathon, and still the top of the list, for sure. But, I can't do it. I am going to be doing the 5K. We'll be doing that. I'm excited for that, for sure. I know a lot of attention is on the half marathon because of a couple individuals have dominated the half marathon. This particular one, anyways, one Joel Moore, who's won every last one of these, and of course, recent and deservedly so, who was on the recent this month's cover, because it's Mother's Day month. Mandy Zimmerman, she's on the cover of Lifestyle, the magazine here in town, ran by one of my good buddies in town. Shout out Tyler Jackson. For those who don't know, he does a lot of the work for that. I believe he started that up. I want to say last fall, somewhere in there, and he also announced the races here in Manhattan Running Company that I refer to. Shout out Manhattan Running Company for letting me do this. I know I wanted to do a running podcast, but since I rebranded this podcast back to the way it was the first time I started podcasting, everything is going to be thrown into the EG3 podcast. So there you go. I'll give you a heads up on that. But I will be promoting this. So if even though I'm not doing a half marathon, doesn't mean you can do it as well. I know one of my running buddies, this is going to be her first half marathon. This one right here, the Bill Snyder Half Marathon, this will be her first. And she's part of the Saturday running group as well. You guys can still get signed up for it. I'm going to be doing the 5K and hoping to take that one to the bank on May 27th in a few weeks. So it's still time to get yourself signed up. Do that on the MRC site, ManhattanRunningCompany.com. There as well. Get signed up right now. So this podcast, this episode, a special crossover between the two podcasts. Of course, the Pro Project Podcast will show up first on the Pro Project Podcast feed tomorrow night. And then tomorrow morning, it's going to come across the EG3 feed as well. We're going to have a lot to talk about on the EG3 side. And for good reasons why. Some people know exactly why. But I'm going to say that for that particular podcast. But for this, K-State Podcast, Bill Snyder 5K Half Marathon. Get signed up right now. Still time left. I know prices have increased throughout this time. If you're not signed up yet, go do it. Obviously, it's one of the more popular half marathons in the Midwest for sure. A lot of people come out and do it, including the 5K as well. 5K has good crowds as well, but there's a lot of people that this event has really grown here in Manhattan, Kansas. I've been fortunate to be a part of it for the last, what, 6-7 years. If I throw in the lone 5K in there as well, I've ran this half marathon for the last five consecutive years. That's going to come to an end. That's going to come to an end because initially I was going to prepare, really focus on the Bill Snyder half this year, but a famous race in the Midwest called Grandma's Marathon called my name. So I am going to experience that. I'm super excited for that. But I'm still super excited for May 27th as well. I'm not going to take any way, shape, or form for that as well. So definitely, if you're signed up already, it's good times ahead for sure. A little bit of a different ending. I didn't find this out until reading the recent latest articles are saying now that I read the cover, which the recent edition of Lifestyle with Mandy on the cover. And they talked about the Bill Snyder Half Marathon. About it, and the finish is going to be slightly different. Why did I say that? Because it's not going to be finished at the football stadium, Bill Snyder Family Stadium, because they're putting new turf in it. So what we're going to do, we're going to move it a few feet over to the new indoor football facility. That's where everything's going to finish up. I know the route keeps changing. It seems like every year, because I know 1 year, COVID season, we redid a revise, second half revise of what, points? Avenue there with all of that. So that's actually my best time. Second to best time in half now, because I PR'd at Rock the Parkway a few weeks back there. So these two, Rock the Parkway and Bill Snyder half, at least the revised version, the COVID version, is my fastest half at 120. I am really close, really going sub 120, which is my second goal. But the main goal here for me is, obviously, you guys know that by now, going sub 3. That's the ultimate goal that I had, going, getting back into running. That's what I want. And when I first got into the marathon game, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be one of those sub 3 marathon runners. And that carrot is dangling ever so closely of getting that. I want it so badly. I hope to get it next month at one of the more popular events in the Midwest. That's Grandma's Marathon. I am so super excited about that. And the anticipation is growing ever so closely for that. But before that, though, you got the Bill Snyder Half Marathon 5K going on May 27th. Everything starts at 7. Well, not everything, because the half marathon out I-70 starts at 7. And then you have the 5K, which I'm going to be taking part in this year, is 7:45. Yeah, I better go check. I better go check that. Yes, see, it's been a minute since I did a 5K here. I know, Alex, I'm calling you out. He told me he was going to do it. He's been saying all I was going to do it. So you're on the clock. You got to come through. So me and my brother are supposed to do it. So I am looking forward towards that as well. So yeah, I just wanted to come on here. Nothing too, as I'm recording this here, before the first pitch, K-State, oh, by the way, 22nd ranked K-State baseball team taking on Wichita State here in about 10 minutes. You're going to get a postcast of that as well. So, there you go on that. So, I wanted to come on here and talk about the Bill Snyder Half Marathon 5K for a little bit here on this podcast, because Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, Bill Snyder, all things K-State. Yeah, you get what I'm saying here on that. So definitely I will keep reminding you on, guys, on that. If you're not, if you live in town, you're interested, if it's a 5K, awesome. You want to, you still run, walk, do what you need to do, do what you need to do. It's one of the more, I think, one of the more exciting weekends outside of football in men's basketball. The entire year, non-football basketball event is this particular in this particular event right here. So I'm really excited to get in the crack of the 5K as well. So definitely, if you're signed up already, awesome. To one of these events, awesome. If not, you're interested, there is still plenty of time left here between now and the weekend of May 27th. Bill Snyder Half Marathon 5K going down. Starting at, for the half marathoners, I should say, start at I-70. The 5Kers, I believe, might start, since it's ending at the indoor facility complex, the football stadium. It might start there, actually. So I'm excited for a little bit of different finish there. Ooh, so yeah, I'm super stoked to be, obviously, hope to be one of the first finishers there, because I know there's going to be at least top. I'm being a top group for sure. So looking forward to it as well. So again, K-State Nation, anyone else interested, go get signed up on the Manhattan Running Company website, www.manhattanrunningcompany.com. I might be wrong on that, but anyways, you can type it, Google it. It should be the first thing you see. Just go sign up. Go sign up right now, whenever you have a chance, if you have not already. It's a good cause. And also, if anyone tells you, who told you about it, tell that person the Purple Project Podcast sent you, as well. Host Eddie Greer, EG3 for the Purple Project Podcast. And, of course, those that are listening to the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3. That's going to wrap things up. Again, on the Purple Project Podcast side, this is your first time listening. Appreciate you. And the next thing you need to do, make sure you subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And on staying on the Triple P side, we want to hear from you, me, myself, co-host Alex Ain on the pod. You have until May 15th. DMS, direct message us on Twitter at Eddie_EG3 and at AFACHTEN. Is our handles there as well. That's going to do it on a special edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, daily edition, the PBD edition of this podcast again. And this will appear on the rebranded 3-Wide Podcast edition as well. So be out on the lookout for that as well. Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, signing out. We will talk to you next time on the respective podcast. We out.